This week I'd like to talk about the third step of integrative processing. There are four steps altogether. The first step is awareness. Second step is acceptance. Third step, experience. Fourth step is transformation. And in the last 2 weeks, we discussed awareness and acceptance. But this is all based on the assumption and the understanding that in order to clear negative feelings, we have to experience them. And that experiencing them was not what we did originally when the feeling originally occurred, sometime in the past. And because of our not experiencing the feeling, because we pushed away, we closed the door to the experience of it, that feeling became suppressed and built up in our subconscious, accumulating, building up a reservoir of this negative emotional energy, which now gets projected and experienced as if it was coming through people outside of ourselves, events outside of ourselves, as if we weren't responsible for it. But in order to work with the emotions, to make headway in releasing negative feelings, you have to take responsibility for the feelings that are coming up for you. And this is all part of the first step, awareness. Awareness means, first of all, just allowing the feeling to come into conscious awareness, which may not happen all the time. Many times we're just too busy, our attention is drawn outwards, we don't look within, we just don't become aware of a lot of the more important feelings that are going on within us. So slowing down a little bit, just becoming aware of the feelings if we're not, is part of the first step. And another important part of the first step is to take responsibility for the feelings. To realize, even though we're in the middle of a difficult confrontation, if we're experiencing a lot of difficult feelings, to take responsibility for those feelings and recognize that they're the feelings that have been stored within from some time in the past. And the events that are coming to us and the people that we're drawing into our lives are just there in order to bring up the feeling. That's their purpose. So owning the feeling, taking responsibility for it, recognizing that the person outside of us is not really to blame, is all part of awareness. The second step, acceptance, involves ceasing resistance to the feeling. And if you look within yourself very carefully at a very quiet time, it's likely that you'll find that you have this inner resistance to opening to the feelings. And the resistance can take many forms. It can take the form of blaming other people or even blaming yourself, guilt. It can take the form of living in the future, of living in the past. It can take the form of being constantly motivated by your feelings into activity, into trying to change circumstances or people around you in order to basically change the feeling or to avoid the feeling. For example, if you're experiencing a lot of loneliness, it seems natural for us to want to seek out people in order to compensate for that loneliness. And on a certain level that works, but if we have a lot of suppressed loneliness, a lot of it's built up within, then we become compulsive and we find that no matter who we're around, no matter what kind of partner we're with, that loneliness doesn't go away. It can't be remedied by going for somebody or something outside of ourselves. It has to be worked with directly. And the techniques that we're discussing can give us the tools to enable us to do that, to work with the negative feelings directly instead of being motivated by them. Now, the addictions are also another form of self-rejection. Whenever we get involved in an addiction, we're blocking the feeling from entering our consciousness. This is all part of acceptance, the second step in the processing technique. So becoming aware of how we block feelings through our addictions, through acting out, through being motivated by the feeling, and then looking within and ceasing that activity to whatever extent is possible on an inner level. If you feel like you have the urge, the impulse to compulsively seek out other people to balance out your loneliness, look at that impulse within yourself. Just try to become conscious of that impulse. Or if you have an impulse to seek out compulsively recognition in order to balance out a sense of insignificance within yourself, look at that compulsive impulse and try to just recognize that you're being drawn into acting compulsively in order to try to compensate for feelings within yourself, negative feelings within yourself. And also recognize that the acting out and even the achieving of the goals that you seek can never really satisfy the longing, the negative feelings that are within. They have to be looked at and cleared directly. But just try to look at whatever way the resistance is manifesting within you at this point and try to just release yourself from that on a mental level. Put aside that behavioral acting out, dropping resistance to the feeling in whatever form it takes. And once you do this, this brings you to the point of being able to move into a deep experience of your feeling. And this is what's necessary in order to allow a clearing to occur. Even though we think we experience our feelings normally, we're still not really opening in a really deep way to our feelings. Our feelings come up. We're certainly aware of them to a certain point, but there's still a resistance inside. It's this resistance that enables the feeling to become suppressed again, that prevents it from getting released. So once you stop that resistance, whatever form it takes, you can move into experience of the feeling. Now, when we experience a feeling, the optimum way to do it is in what I call alpha trance. Alpha state is the state that refers to the brain waves slowing down to a point where you're actually entering a different state of consciousness. It's very similar to meditation or to hypnosis. It just means a slowing down and entering an alpha state where you're more relaxed, you're more in touch with your feelings, and you have the facility to open to your feelings in a deeper way than when we normally do in our daily lives when we're hustling and bustling around. So entering alpha state, learning to use that place as a focus, as a place to focus from on your feelings, using the power of the alpha state, of the alpha trance, bringing in healing energy, and then opening to your feeling and at the same time learning how to dissociate yourself from your negative feelings. And what I mean by that is developing the capacity for what I call witnessing. Now, witnessing is a traditional term used in the East, and it's the basis of many of the Eastern spiritual practices. And this is the place where the Eastern techniques really come into what we're doing in our therapy. In the previous programs, we've been discussing things more or less with the terminology of the Western psychotherapeutic approach, discussing feelings and suppression and projection. Those are all Western terms. And the need to experience feelings is also a Western concept. But when we use the tools of the East, the tools of the witnessing, the breath work even, the body work, that's when we're enabled, empowered even, to go into a deep experience of the feelings in order to allow the clearing to occur. Now, let me just summarize the techniques of experience by starting with the body. The body is the place where the emotional energy is locked. And this was even discovered by Reich. He's the first Western psychotherapist to postulate that emotional feelings are locked in the body, and working with the body became an important part of his therapy. But for us, it's important to understand that the emotions correspond to the body, the physical body, whereas the thoughts, the thinking process that we're always wrapped up in, the concepts that we hold, are corresponding to the mind. These are two different planes of personality or of activity. Now, if we still the mind, if we use meditation techniques, for example, if you're familiar with meditation, if you use a mantra, if you're repeating a Sanskrit word such as Om or Ram, if you could just keep repeating that while you're sitting quietly, that's a tool, a technique, in order to quiet the thinking of the mind. If you just keep repeating actually any word, the mind becomes eventually quiet. It stops jumping around. And the mind becomes more or less transparent. But what happens then is that the feelings that are right behind the mind then become more apparent. It's important to realize, if you are engaged in any kind of meditation practice, that meditation can only, that you can only willfully still the mind through meditation, for example, and not the feelings. It's only the mind and the thoughts that can become stilled through meditation, not the feelings. So what happens is, if you're meditating, if you're successful in stilling the mind, your thoughts have calmed, your thoughts are not jumping around all over the place anymore, you're experiencing a kind of steadiness, transparency in the mind, then the feelings that are right behind that start to come into your consciousness. And one of the mistakes that's common to make in meditation is to assume that stilling the mind will also still the emotions. And many people, myself included, when I first started meditating and didn't know any better, I would meditate, and instead of experiencing the peace and the bliss and the love that I was aiming for, I would start experiencing a lot of negative feelings, a lot of anger or fear or resentment. Jealousy would come up. And I didn't understand that what was happening was that those feelings were coming up for a clearing to occur. But I made the assumption that I was having a bad meditation, and I pushed the feelings away again. I tried to move my experience to positive feelings without knowing that I should experience the negative feelings in order to release them, in order to cleanse them. So that's what we do. If you're sitting in meditation, you've stilled the mind, now the feelings are going to come up. This is what meditation is for. And if you just sit quietly, watching the feelings, watching all the negative turmoil, the anger, fear, loneliness, depression, all these feelings have to be worked through, have to be worked through by feeling them out. You can't get rid of them through any act of the will or any act of healing that I know of. The emotions have to be worked through individually. Nobody else can do it for you or take those feelings away. This is what psychotherapy has been talking about since the beginning. You have to work through your feelings. And the different approaches to do this have varied through the years with psychotherapy. And what we're learning is a new approach. But it's always been working through the feelings, experiencing the feelings, in order to release the feeling energy. Loosening up the blocks, getting to the feelings. So as you sit in meditation, the feelings will come up. And what you've done in the previous step is loosen up some of the blocks. The blocks are the same thing as the resistances that I was talking about. The way we resist our feeling, that's how we create the blocks. So the feelings are starting to come up as you're sitting quietly. You don't have to think of it as meditation. You can just think of it as sitting quietly. Sitting quietly and doing nothing. That's really what meditation is. Just really doing nothing, not even trying to meditate. But sitting quietly, and then we use some very powerful tools of the East. We invoke the witnessing capacity in ourselves. And witnessing is a particular kind of meditation, which means cultivating a sense of detaching yourself from your surroundings, seeing yourself as not the same thing as your surroundings. And then you can go one step further with this and see yourself as not the same thing as your physical body. You have a physical body, but you're not the same thing as your physical body. Then you can detach yourself from your emotions. You have emotions, but you're not the same thing as your emotions. And then also with your thoughts, you have thoughts, but you are not your thoughts, you're something else. So our work is done on the emotional level, so we take it to the point of entering this sense of detachment, of non-identification with the emotions. And what we do is assume that the emotions are part of our lower self, which includes the body and also the mind. But what we do is shift our awareness to our higher self, which corresponds to the witness. You've probably heard about the higher self and the lower self, but in order to cultivate the experience of the higher self, the most powerful technique that I know is the witnessing technique. It means just cultivating that sense of detachment, of non-identification, seeing yourself as something different than whatever you're focusing on. And this is a skill that develops over a period of time. So if it's not happening for you right now, I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to understand that we're talking about a skill that needs to be developed and cultivated. But it's a very definite skill, and it becomes a very concrete kind of consciousness once you've practiced it and once you can move into invoking it deliberately and quickly. Now, another aspect of the body that we use to bring up and integrate feelings in the experience state is breath work. And the breath has this characteristic of bringing in energy, and that energy has the characteristic of going to where it's needed in your body. In the East, we call the energy prana. And bringing in more prana through regular kind of breathing, yogic breathing, brings in this energy, gives you the strength, and gives you the ability to detach from your feelings. See, what we're doing is breaking enmeshment that we experience with our feelings, just like we become enmeshed with people who are close to us, family members, parental figures. We become enmeshed and we lose our sense of identity with people outside of ourselves, which are actually only projections for the emotions within that are also enmeshed. Enmeshment means that we're so close to the feeling, we're so wrapped up in it, that we don't really see it clearly. So just the holding the idea of witnessing in your mind, doing breath work, and then another important aspect of facilitating, if you're working on your own feelings, a very important aspect is working with the body in some way, some kind of body work, in order to break up the blocks that exist in the psychic and physical body. Working with the physical body can do very much to affect the emotional body. That's been shown very substantially by the psychotherapists in practice, and I've seen that time and time again in my own practice. So I always encourage the people I work with to develop some kind of body approach. My favorite approach is yoga. I feel that yoga really releases the tensions and the deeply held feelings that are held in the body. But it can also be Tai Chi or dance kinetics, perhaps a martial art, anything where you're getting in touch with your body, where you're working out the body. Massage is also really good for releasing trapped feelings in the body. Shiatsu is really very good. Working with the body in some sense, and working with the body has also the characteristic of bringing us into the moment, because the body is always in the moment and feelings are always in the moment. So as we come into the moment, we come more in touch with our feelings, we come more out of the mind, and the mind is always locked in time. The mind is always looking forward or past or comparing or judging. All this activity of the mind creates time. As we move from the mind into the body, into the feeling nature, we move into the moment. And learning how to do that is what this step is all about. It's learning how to stop the mind, how to move into the body, how to experience the feelings directly in such a deep way, but also in a safe and controlled way, because you're witnessing your feelings, you're separating yourself from them. And an important thing to also realize is that as we enter feelings, which may be deeply held feelings held for years concerning very traumatic and powerful events, we always make the assumption that we're being guided by the higher self, and that the higher self will only present to us the exact right amount of feelings that we can work with. We never get too much at a certain time. This is a built-in safety. We presume that we can always work with what comes to us. So I'd like you just to enter a state of meditation right now. I'd like you to close your eyes if you want to, and just start with a few breaths, visualizing the energy coming in. And as you're bringing in this prana, use it to bring on, to enhance this witnessing. Try exploring the witnessing capacity, developing that within yourself. Just witnessing your body at first. The body is a really good place to start because it's material. Just witnessing your body until you feel like you have a feeling that your body is something outside yourself, not really you. And then witness your feelings, and then just watch your feelings without judgment, without any sense of trying to change them. And it's just this watching, this staying with the feeling that enables it to balance and clear.